In this series about the housing shortage for wild birds, we take a look at barn owls. They're widespread in most parts of Washington state, but not commonly found in Chelan. We learn why, and how a local vineyard is working to bring them back as working birds. Courtney Flatt has the story.
Deborah Olson is known around Chelan as the Bird Lady, and she lives up to the name. She's dressed in an owl t-shirt, and she's got a live barn owl perched on her arm. Does she have a name?
Gus.
Gus?
Hard to tell them apart when they're babies, till all their fluff goes away.
Uh-huh.
And I thought this was a boy.
Gus has grown into a striking owl. She's a little over 1 pound with a 3.5 foot wingspan. Her brown eyes are constantly alert, and the feathers on her chest are covered in small heart patterns. Olson has a plan to bring barn owls back to the area, but she needs the help and cooperation of local vineyards and orchard owners. She's hoping to create a symbiotic relationship between winery owners and owls.
What are pests to us is dinner for them.
Walking around Lake Chelan Winery, Steve Clute points out one of the pests that can damage his vineyard.
And this is a gopher mound right here. They're not going to damage this plant here because it's big enough, but when you plant a new one, it'll come in and you pull it up, it comes right out of the ground, and there's no roots. They've eaten it all.
Mice and voles also chew on grapevine stems. Clute says he wants to stop using pesticides to protect his plants. So he's agreed to let Olson install an owl nesting box near an organic apple orchard. It's the first one in the area that Olson has installed at a vineyard.
There it is. Oh, that's perfect. Habitat loss is the number one problem with barn owls, and they are cavity nesters.
Barn owls are a widespread resident of Washington state, but they're not commonly seen in Chelan. It's because there's a lack of holes for these cavity nesters, whether it's a hole in a barn, a tree, or a crevice in a rock. Owl boxes can provide that habitat. One important aspect of the boxes, the hole has to be the exact right size.
You don't want them too big for raccoons to get in. You don't want them too small, then obviously they can't get in.
But to help Clute get rid of the rodents and make the change from chemical to animal control, the owl boxes have to attract owls. Right now, Olson thinks there may only be a couple of breeding pairs. So she's hoping to turn this nest box at Lake Chelan Winery into what's known as a hack site. It's a place where Olson can take orphaned barn owls and help them survive by feeding them dead mice until they can make it on their own in the wild.
Pretty soon, about 60 days, they're flying and they're just sort of on the top of the box and all that.
If Olson can grow a community of barn owls at Clute's Winery, neighboring landowners could also benefit because birds don't understand property lines. But area vineyards, orchardists, and farmers will need to support the project.
It's just a one-time investment. A box, that's it, then you're done. You don't pay them. There's no sick leave. They work every day, rain or shine, even on Christmas.
Lake Chelan Winery owner Steve Clute's on board. He's got plenty of rodents for barn owls to eat. And he says he'd like to install another owl nesting box at his personal cherry orchard. For Bird Note, I'm Courtney Flatt.
This story is produced by Northwest Public Radio in collaboration with Bird Note. It's part of a series made possible by a grant from the Icicle Fund and individual Bird Note donors.